Recorded Books and RB Digital present Scary Stories for Young Foxes by Christian McKay Heidecker. Narrated by the author. The haunted season had arrived in the Antlerwood. The sky grayed, the leaves blushed red, and mist coiled through the trees like something alive. Even the pumpkins began to rot and show their true faces. On these chilled autumn nights, it was best for fox kits to remain near their den on the edge of the wood. There they could feast on apples that tumbled from high branches. They could hunt for smoky acorns and crunchy stick bugs and juicy mice. And when dusk turned to starlight, the kits could return to their den, tuck under their mother's fur, and be soothed by her heartbeat. "Tell us a story," the alpha kit said one misty night. "Make it scary," the fourth said, yipping and hopping. "Yeah," said the third, snarling. "So scary, our eyes fall out of our heads." "Please stop biting my face, children," their mother said. The kits behaved themselves while she smoothed out a bed for the night. "Let's see," she said. "How about Rattlebones?" "Mom," the beta said, rolling her eyes. "You told us that story when we were 2 weeks," said the alpha. "It's boring," said the fourth. "Very well." Their mother began ripping out roots that had snuck through the den's walls. "How about Willoughby Wallaby and the floating paw?" "Seriously?" the fifth kit said. "That story wouldn't raise the hackles on a field mouse," said the fourth.